That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence your phones. You only gonna hear my tone. It's special how we all alone. Get comfy, make yourself at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Burr.
In 5, 4, 3. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new Berg Space. We are here for episode number 712 of the Joe Rogan Berg Experience. This is super exciting to be outside here. What's up, guys? You want to be on Joe Rogan's show?
I'd love to.
Dude.
You were very funny.
Thank you. Here, say it into the mic.
This guy is very... Oh, it's not a camera. This guy's very funny, though.
Thank you. You guys are all Jewish?
The two of us.
Not him. Not him. How's your dad feel about
chapter
that?
Two.
Oh, my dad loves it, as long as I marry a Jew.
But are you dating him? Oh, you're dating her. Who are you dating now?
Oh, no, I'm very single.
How is that?
Oh, stunning.
You like being single?
Sometimes. I have a dog.
What type of dog?
An Australian Shepherd.
That's so sweet. Where do you live? In the city?
Yeah, I live in Boston, actually.
Oh, that's not this city.
Not this city, but a city.
Very racist city, yeah?
Sure.
What's it like being a Jew there now?
I have the locks.
Are you worried for the status of Jews in this country right now?
Pretty, kind of. We weren't really serious, but yeah.
It's a lot of anti-Semitism now, isn't it? What type of guys do you like to date?
I should date a Jew, but I like non-Jews, you know.
Because the penises?
They actually say a Jewish penis should be longer.
Mine is so long.
I bet. We should ask your wife.
Do you think I'm lying?
No, I actually don't think you're lying.
Take a guess, inch-wise.
I'm going to go 7.5.
9.25.
Oh. You got him on like 7 inches.
Really? What's too big for you?
9.25.
9.25 is too big. Are you negging me now? It seems like you're negging me. It seems like we had it going. When do you go back to Boston?
I'm actually going to Jamaica, and I go back to Boston next Monday.
Big dicks in Jamaica.
Big dicks in Jamaica.
What are you thinking?
9.25.
I'm thinking I'm going to come back single.
Would you hook up with a Jamaican guy on the beach?
Probably not.
Because you're racist. Oh, because the penis is too big. You were awesome tonight. Thank you for coming to the show. You're going to find somebody. How old are you?
Thank you. I'm 28.
It's a perfect age. You're going to meet somebody when you are 31.
Okay, that's rude. 28.
No, it's not happening this year. I can really sense it. And you don't need to rush into it. And you have a one-bedroom apartment?
I do.
And the dog is big?
No. Like 30 pounds. 38 pounds.
9.25 inches? How often do you have to walk the dog?
A lot. Like.
Let me ask you a question. You know the singer John Legend? What would you do if I told you I could set you up on a date with him tonight?
We're going.
John, come here. Come over here.
I do know John Legend.
God damn, I was trying to be friends.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
This is a cool chick from Boston. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm not John Legend. I'm not John Legend. All right. And my pickup line, who has pickup lines? People really have pickup lines?
I have one.
Wait, you just say, hi, my name is whatever, not John Legend usually, and that's it.
Give us a
fun fact. Wait, an actual pickup line? I don't know. I feel like rapey when I say pickup lines, though.
Sure.
I feel like, oh, fuck.
I have one. You want one?
All right, sure. Go ahead.
Do you raise chickens?
No.
Because you're raising my cock.
Oh.
Still got a cock. 22.
I mean,
Never know.
Wait. Is there like a gender fluid or some shit like that, I guess?
That was your set was dude, thank you, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, you were really amazing, though. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Thank you for being trans. My guest tonight, absolutely hilarious comedian. We knew each other from back in Toronto. He comes to you all the way from Toronto via Los Angeles, via Las Vegas. Welcome, Ron Jossel.
Thank you. Coming in hot. That was a great fucking intro to the show.
Yeah, that's what we do. Every show, all the time, we go on the street.
Fucking
we just
love
meet
it.
People that come up to us afterwards.
It's like The Buzz, but like 2022.
The Buzz, people don't know, was a show back in Canada, Mike. And it was Darren Jones was his name. And who else was on there?
Mr. Moe. Darren was a street or fast guy.
Yeah, and Mr. Moe. And Mr. Moe, I don't think really did anything much after The Buzz.
No, he stopped comedy after The Buzz.
He was a stand-up. He was, here's how the song went. Ready? It's Darren Jones and Mr. Moe. We got this kick-ass little show. Make fun of people that we meet when we are walking on the street. This show's so good, I got a boner. That's why you're watching Buzz this week.
How the fuck did you remember that shit?
And then they would do segments. You would do segments on the show.
I would do segments on the show.
Gavin Stevens would do segments on the show.
Right.
And it was Man on the Street before Man on the Street popped. This was back, what,
1999 to 2003.
And Buzz was a credit. Like, if you were on it, you'd be like, I was on Buzz. It was on what? Rogers?
It was on Rogers first for 1 year, then it went to Comedy Central where they got...
Not Comedy Central, Comedy Network.
Yeah, our Canadian version.
Comedy Central would... that'd be a lie. And did you make money on that show, or was it
they
just for
exposure?
They gave
me $50 every time I was on.
And what segments would you do on that show?
I was the nun on the street. Me and Gavin were dressed up as nuns, and we went to pool halls, strip clubs, and swingers clubs with ruler sticks and smacking people and saying, you can't do that. God's against this.
Yeah?
And they almost beat the shit out of us every episode.
And here's the thing about Canada. If you would have done that show on MTV or Comedy Central... At the same time, when you were doing stand-up, you would have not necessarily blown up, but you'd start selling out clubs because you'd be like, you're that guy. But being on Buzz, then you call Yuck Yucks and you're like, I'm on Buzz. You still get the same work.
Yeah.
or if you were bad on the show, you'd get less work, which is amazing. Now, in Canada, there's way less people. There's a tenth less people. So how many people do you think used to watch Buzz? A week, maybe 50,000, 100,000?
100,000, well, no, it'd be 50,000. Mike Bullard's people had 20,000 a day watching that one.
Mike Bullard had a late night show that was... Bullard, I thought he was a good host. Some
Me
people
too.
Didn't like Bullard.
Well, he was a dick, but he was funny about it.
Yeah.
And that was the first edgy dick host
he
Canada
would do this.
Had.
He put his finger in his ear a lot and go, yeah, we're here.
He would ignore most of the guests and just try to find the dirt on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I liked.
Bullard was a really good crowd work comic.
Amazing. His brother, too, but I liked Bullard better because he was meaner.
Yeah. Hey, Liz, how was it? Okay. This was Canadian show business when we started, and I started, you were already a headliner probably. You've been doing stand-up for how long now? 30.
28.
Yeah. And I'm at like 21 now. So when I started, you were already in. You were living the life I thought I wanted to have. You go around from town to shitty town.
Yes.
You were really tight, like you still are. Your act was really tight. It could fly anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
And you would work all the time.
Yeah.
But you weren't rich.
No, I at one point they didn't work me for a month and I had to go somewhere else and that was it.
Where'd you go?
I went straight to LA because my cousin had a house there and gave me a car for 2 weeks every 3 months.
Yeah.
I'd fly down, save $1,000 every 3 months. And I got in a club scene in 97 there.
In LA?
Yeah.
Laugh Factory.
Laugh Factory was my first club. Then it was Comedy Magic Club. Then it was Improv. And then it was Ice House. But never tried to get in the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the store's the best.
Yeah. And then I went there when
Tom was a weirdo.
Tom was a weirdo. And I was, Chris D'Elia was my friend back then. And he used to tell me not to do my act at the after 12 midnight.
Why? Because people would steal it? Why?
That's funny.
Why would he say don't do your act after midnight?
Because everybody was drunk, sobering up to go home.
So they're saying don't waste your act? Is that what he's saying?
Just pretending you're in their level. So I would do my act and then not do well. Then
but you don't stray from your act. You don't
do
look
now.
Like a... Do you?
Yeah.
You don't seem like a crowd work guy.
I hate crowd work.
Why?
Because I don't care about them.
You don't?
There's the only thing I find interesting if they say something weird, wear something weird, they look not like they're supposed to be there. Other than that, I don't really care enough about them.
Yeah.
Even though I do love them.
I love the audience in general.
It feeds my what I need.
Yeah.
Which is a laugh to the joke I just read.
I genuinely care about them. I always want to know about them.
And that's the thing with you. You've never did crowd work as much as you do now. You're an amazing storyteller.
Yeah.
I love the Casper bits and all that.
Yeah.
Whatever. That was... And then now, I can't... You're a totally different person.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Because I came here with an act that I did for 7 years that I thought would get me an HBO special, and it didn't. So then I just threw it out, and I said, I'm going to go on stage with nothing. And that's what I started doing.
And you still do that.
And now I'm 6 albums deep off of nothing. I never have an act. I don't use the term an act anymore.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't like to have an act.
Yeah. How many of you are there?
How many of me?
I think, because I wanted to do a documentary on riffers.
How many riffers?
How many riffers? I mean, the ones I like is
There's
Ian
maybe,
Bagg.
Ian Bagg's good. I'm good. Jay's good. Crowd work, people
not
that
too
can
many.
Do like a pure hour and a half crowd work, there's not too many.
Not like taking out of the Rolodex every second joke, like just making it on the spot.
Yeah.
There's not too many.
I did 8 sets that I made a special in one night, and it was not, I did not repeat one thing, and I did one joke the whole night.
When you look at riffers, do you judge them differently? Because I can't tell the difference between what's good and bad riffing. Is there a hack riffer out there?
Sure.
And is there riffers that are pushing the boundaries of riffing?
Yeah, but I don't know I don't watch anybody anymore. Mm. I very consciously don't watch anybody because it gets scary if you watch someone and if someone's doing something similar to you, you're like, ah, shit.
Yeah, and it just fucks up your judgment.
And it's like, for a while, when I used to work with Jay a lot, I'd watch Jay and then I'd be like, oh, I'm picking up his pacing. And I'm like, I can't watch Jay.
And you know how many
anymore.
People he influenced in Toronto at that time?
Who?
Jay. When he started and he was, remember
Big Jay Oakerson, I mean.
Oh, I thought you said
Jason
Jay.
Rouse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Eddie DeLisseppi really had shades of Jason Rouse. It's
yeah,
like,
he had the nasal.
That's a kid. It's not English.
No.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, they're saying...
What language do you think that is?
That's That's not... It's Aramaic.
What's Aramaic?
It's the Jesus Christ language.
That's not a real thing.
It is. They had to teach that actor, Fashion of the Christ, Aramaic.
Really?
Yeah. It took him 6 months.
Do you want to be on Joe Rogan Experience?
That was the guy that was speaking Aramaic.
What?
That was the guy speaking Spanish.
That was a lady, I think.
No.
Wasn't that a lady?
No.
Oh. These guys look awesome. Look at these guys walking by. You can't.
I've never
nobody
seen
can see
a podcast on the street before.
No, I know.
It's different.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Good.
Have great. A great evening.
Millionaires?
Nice,
rich?
Nice guy. Either rich or like just really dressed.
Can you
like
tell who's Jewish?
Middle
by
management.
People walking?
Those guys weren't Jewish.
Can you tell?
Yeah, the one guy was tall. You don't get Jews that tall in a suit. It's impossible.
Really?
Why does Kanye West hate Jews?
I think he's doing it because he is seeing how many followers he can get to help with the insurrection, the next one.
Come on.
Come on. They're going to storm the Capitol the second time.
No.
Don't you think he's going to try to find that shit?
Who? Kanye?
Yeah. He's all working with Trump and all them.
So,
don't you think he's going to try to build more base?
Here's Donald Trump's base right now is Kanye West, Milo, Nick Fuentes guy.
Fuentes, yeah.
It's so fringe.
It is.
It's cringe
it's
how
so cringe,
cringe it is.
But can you believe people are listening to them?
You're not a citizen. You have a visa still?
I have a visa.
That's amazing. You've been coming to the States for 20 years.
I've been living here for 20 years.
And you have no interest in becoming an American?
No.
That's crazy to me.
It is. I don't have...
You
I,
love Canada.
I don't love it. I just need their health care.
Is your family like a Joe Coy movie?
Not at all.
No?
I don't even know... That didn't make any sense to me.
The Joe Coy movie?
As a Filipino, I'm like, I didn't resonate with it.
Do you love Joe Coy?
I don't love him. I know him. He's a nice guy.
If you had to put Joe Coy versus Rex Navarrete, who's a better Filipino comedian?
Rex Navarrete's better for the Filipino niche population. He talks about stuff that doesn't only make sense to the Filipinos.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense if your punchline is in fucking Filipino to non-Filipinos.
Who does Filipino punchlines? Joe
Rex,
Coy?
Rex.
Oh, Rex does.
All Filipino punchlines.
Who makes more money?
Rex. Joe Coy.
What's more important, money or happiness?
For Joe Coy, probably money.
Yeah.
And for Rex, probably money.
Both money.
Yeah.
Now, you were friends with Russell, who has a lot of money.
Yeah, he used to make probably $30 million a year.
$30 million a year.
Yeah.
Would you like that type of money?
Yeah, I would love that money.
But what about the sacrifice involved in that type of money?
I want to know what the... I'm sacrificing now.
You don't have a wife. You don't
have a
kid.
Don't have kids.
So that's... You're just in this for this.
Yes.
That to me...
I love what I do, and I love comedy in a whole.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Why aren't you super rich and famous yet?
I think it's because they have an Obama version of Filipinos, which is Joe Coy.
Do you mean an Obama version?
He is half.
Mm.
That works.
You're full.
I'm full. You know, he has a straight nose. His nose.
What's your nose?
It's flatter. It's a button.
Why?
Because Filipinos naturally have button noses.
Really? How are you? Do you want to be on our show for a second? Joe Rogan Experience. What is it? The Joe Rogan Experience.
I know that.
Yeah. Do you want to be on?
Sure.
Come on in.
Why not?
Have a seat.
You got some pizza?
Yeah.
You want some pizza?
Come on.
Hell yeah.
It's not... It's meat. Is that okay?
Pizza?
Yeah.
It's all meat.
What do you got? A cello or a guitar? A bass.
Yeah.
Nice.
This
is Ron Jossel.
How you doing?
He's
nice to meet you.
A comic from Canada.
How are you? Nice to Alex.
I'm Aaron Berg.
Hello.
I'm a comic from Canada as well, but I've lived here for 11 years.
I wish I could say I'm a comic, but
what's your name?
Like,
would you like
Alex.
A pizza? Would you like a slice?
I'll hang on. I'll
you have a bass. Why?
Because I'm a bass player.
This was your dream?
This was a dream.
What were the others?
To be on this show.
It came true.
It did.
Where
it
are
did.
You from?
Connecticut.
And you live here now, or you still live in Connecticut?
I live here.
Were your parents happy that you moved here to pursue your dream?
I think so.
You're doing well?
Yeah, just played at Irving Plaza. Can't complain.
Irving Plaza's a hot spot. What are you doing with that pizza?
Wow. A little bit made it to your mouth. Yeah,
yeah. That was crazy. Did you want a slice, Alex?
You know, I'll enjoy you enjoying it. Or something. Look at our little Lettermans.
Who are you playing with tonight?
I was playing an industrial for Chase Bank because exactly.
Good money.
Exactly.
Nice. Did you have to dress up?
You look at me.
All black.
All black.
Chain outside.
That's what we do. Yeah.
Nice.
Who's the top cello person?
She's not a cellist. She's a bassist.
I know, but I'm asking her the cello. I'm going to want to know who the top cello person is.
I mean, the top cello person, maybe a Yo-Yo Ma here and there.
Mm.
Maybe.
Wow, Yo-Yo Ma.
Still.
Sure.
Nobody beats Yo-Yo Ma.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm not a cello connoisseur at this point.
Let me ask you this. When I watch female musicians, they look elegant. They look like they have their lives together. When I would picture dating one, I would be like, oh, that'd be great. She'd go out at night and do gigs. She would be very level-headed, not insane at all. Am I correct in that assumption?
Depends on what instrument.
Okay, what instrument do the insane girls play?
What girls that you dated, what did they play?
I never dated a musician.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I dated all actresses. Right. They're nuts.
They're nuts.
I married a comic.
Okay, how is that?
She's leveling off. Like, she's growing into her mental abilities, I think.
Aren't we all, in a way?
I think I am. I mean, I'm 50.
Enough to judge at this point.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty... I go to therapy every 2 weeks. You?
I mean, maybe in every week. Yeah, sure.
Every week?
Well, maybe it should be.
And you're saying I should go every week. No. How often do you go?
In every week, yeah.
In the city?
Yeah, a Zoom.
What's his name?
What about this guy? What?
Lewis, do you go to therapy? Yeah, sometimes he does.
Sometimes.
Lewis has anger issues, but he's gotten them under control. And everything else he seems pretty happy with. What type of guy would you date if you met someone at a show you were doing?
Hard to say.
You like finance guys?
I don't know if I know any finance guys.
Artistic guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know how it is. You're surrounded by the people who you do what you do.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by comics.
He's single, doesn't have any kids, does comedy, isn't rich or famous, but should be. What do you think of him?
I mean, he has an appetite for pizza, that's for sure.
Yeah. He's Filipino.
You don't say.
Full Filipino.
Wow.
Flat-nosed, he told us.
100%.
He's a flat noser. He said Joe Coy is only half Filipino, does not have a flat nose.
And yet he's repping.
He's repping hard.
Wow.
Who's your favorite comedian in the world if you had to pick?
I feel like no answer is going to win over you guys.
We're not judging at all.
It's like people asking me who my favorite bass player is or who their favorite bass player is. I'm going to be like...
Slash.
He is an excellent bass player.
Did he even play bass, Slash?
He might.
Who is the bassist in Guns N' Roses? I don't know any bass players.
Slash?
Flea? Oh, yeah.
You know Flea?
Yeah, do you like Flea?
Flea is ridiculous, yeah.
Would you date Flea?
I think Flea's taken, but...
Really? You're not a homewrecker.
Do I strike you?
No. Have you ever? You ever?
I have not.
You
have
seem
not
like
ever.
You would abide by the rule. Like, I'm not going to date a guy that's
the dude
already.
Abides.
Yeah.
He abides.
He has no girlfriend. His career is his life. What advice would you give Ron?
Maybe stop working.
Really?
Do you see the difference between New York and everywhere else?
Mm-hmm.
She's New Yorkie, so even though she's not a comedian, she has an acerbic sense of humor.
Yeah.
Where it's like. You know, it's just rude and mean.
She's
and
an
just,
asshole. That's a little bit what it is.
You don't have that in you.
No.
You wouldn't say anything mean to her.
No, I don't want to get it.
And she's so nice. I wouldn't say... If she was in the audience, I'd say something mean to her, but it'd still be nice.
You'd heckle me.
Are you Jewish?
Maybe.
See? That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Yeah, I think she's Jewish because I'm Jewish. I have very good Judar now.
And you
We all keep looking around.
What is the Judar?
It's just, we just keep looking over our shoulder, hoping that Kyrie Irving's not there.
That's the least of our problems.
Kyrie Irving's the least of our problems.
I mean, he's one of them.
Why do people hate the Jews now more than ever? They've always hated us, right?
They've always hated us, but now they're like, we actually hate you, to your face.
They say it out loud.
Yeah.
We don't say that about them.
Maybe we should.
I thought about that. I did it on Newsmax, and they cut me off after two questions.
Well, that's the wrong vehicle.
Newsmax was the wrong show. I should have gone on CNN to do it. It'd be interesting. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Huh. Am I not grown up? I don't know.
How old are you?
I'm working, I'm doing the thing. How old do you think I am?
28.
No, but someone else told me that today, too, so I will take it.
32. 36. 34. Nailed it. See that? One
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, nailed it. Four
Cut
times
the other
in.
Guesses.
What are you doing over there? What's,
he does
what's
the
your...
whole... It's his. He runs the thing. Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty exciting.
A lot of people want to get
in
on
this. Would you mind taking your bass out and doing a little? Is that weird?
You won't be able to hear it.
I will.
It's an electric.
It's an electric bass?
Yeah.
Wouldn't I be able to just hear... Boom, 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 boom. Oh, that stinks. Wow.
Sorry.
I thought it was like a stand-up bass that you played, but that's too small for that.
So it doesn't make any sound unless you plug it into an audio jack. Can we?
Also known
can
as
this
an
use this?
Amp.
Oh, okay, great. I never played an instrument in my life.
No, I wouldn't do that. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Will you come over here for a second?
Hey, Danny.
I don't have a lot of time. We're about to start the bathhouse.
I'll give you 30 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like a slice of pizza?
No, that looks
old. Okay.
It's Alex. She's a Jewish girl, plays bass for a living.
Okay.
Those are my two standard identifying bass? Features
no.
in
the
my life.
Real bass, from Connecticut. Okay. She's single. You're single now.
No, I'm a girlfriend.
Come on, stop lying.
I just moved in with her. What are you trying to
You're such a liar. He's just lying in your face. But she said Kyrie Irving's the least of our problems, and we were talking about how people hate Jews. Yeah. Why is that?
Why do people hate Jews?
Yeah.
You ever step in a puddle?
Yeah.
Do you know whose fault it is?
Ours?
Yes.
Why?
Well, why else would there be puddles?
The Jews put the puddles there?
Yeah, especially in like the dead of summer where you go, why is there a puddle here?
I literally stepped in a puddle tonight. Oh, man.
You did it to yourself.
Thanks.
Your ancestors.
We did it to ourselves.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving, I'm not worried about Kyrie Irving.
No.
I'm worried about that Hitler fellow.
Oh, Kanye?
Yeah.
He's bad.
Yadolf is a great
Yadolf. Yadolf.
Have you heard that?
Did you just think of that?
That's great.
That's amazing.
I'm not claiming Yadolf. Yadolf is great, though.
All right. Well, have a great show.
Cool. You guys are welcome to join.
Okay. We might pop in later.
All right. Thanks, man.
There's another show downstairs. What are you doing, Derek? You hosting?
How long have you been playing again?
Yeah. Nice.
How long are you playing bass for?
Long ass time.
Okay. I might stop 15
years,
down.
Right?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Is there a club here? What is this?
A stand-up comedy club outside the Stand, NYC.
The Stand.
You've heard of it?
I have now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so. That's Derek. Derek, you got a girlfriend?
No.
We're taking a poll.
What was the that he threw in before the no?
Hesitation.
Yeah, why?
Derek, why did I hesitate?
Yeah.
Because I see women. I just
hesitated again, right?
I'm taking this very personally.
I have women in my life.
Yeah.
That I lay with.
She's a bass player, Jewish, very successful, 34, no boyfriend, just played at Irving Plaza tonight, made a shit ton of dough. She's crushing it.
By yourself or you're in a band? In
a band, performers and singers and whatever, the whole thing.
What kind of music is it?
This was more like a Broadway kind of scenario. So we were doing.
Have you played Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
What?
No.
Aladdin?
Not Aladdin.
Lion King?
Not Lion King. I'm doing this show now called Anne Juliet, which is all Max Martin pop tunes.
Oh, Max Martin?
That guy.
No idea who he
is. What was your dream? What was your dream place to play?
She had other dreams, too.
No, that's my only dream. That's my only dream.
You've hit
out.
It. You could now die. You're good.
Broadway.
I'm dead.
You're
dead
good.
Right
would
now.
You go to Hollywood and do like soundtracks for movies if they invited you? Where would you rather live, LA or New York?
You know, I've dabbled in LA.
Where's there better men?
Better men or better food? What's more important?
Better food? New York.
New York's the spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
New York's the spot overall.
But I like
but you're
LA
not from
a little
New York.
Bit.
No.
Okay, he's giving you the tour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he comes here sometimes to visit.
Okay.
Maybe two, three times a year.
I'm still trying to get to the bottom of and figure out. What's back there, Mike? Oh, okay.
Am I dismissed or are we having a good time?
I think you're done.
I think.
Unless you want a slice of pizza.
You know, it looks less appetizing now.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming, Alex.
Well, you know.
You can watch yourself. It'll be on YouTube and on Berg's Bass. Thanks for coming by. It was nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I hope to see you one day by accident playing.
Another time by accident?
Another time by accident. Pleasure to meet you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
Get home safe.
Amazing.
It's fun to just meet people
and talk
to them.
I love how you just do that.
Yeah.
This is so original.
You don't do that?
Nah. I don't talk to people.
My wife talks to strangers sometimes, and I get upset by it.
Yeah,
like today she was talking to someone at the gym. I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, but this is different.
Yeah, but then I'm on the street, and I just do it, and I ask way flirtier, weirder questions.
This is the buzz.
Karen Feehan says I cheat on my wife verbally all the time.
You probably do.
Yeah, that's. Do you consider that cheating?
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
No, it's PG-13 cheating.
Yeah.
You're allowed to
do
that.
But it's not emotional. It's just talking.
Yeah.
So, back in Canada, you said that comedy was a lot cleaner. There was only a couple dirty guys.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I left, because there was such a ceiling for dirty comics there. You couldn't really be a filthy comic and stay there. So the goal was always to leave Canada.
In every level. Whether it was dirty, whether it was clean, the ceiling was just right
there.
Why
do some people stay there?
Because there's a fear factor that to leave. You left your girlfriend. Who would do that?
My fiance.
Yeah. When you did that, everybody was like, he's crazy. I go, no. That's what you do if you want to go fulfill the highest level of comedy. You leave everything and go for it.
Yeah.
And you did it and I did it.
Yeah.
And a lot of our friends didn't do it.
Wow.
Because there's a fear factor.
And I don't feel that now, which is weird.
Imagine your fucking life if you didn't leave.
Yeah. I would
be. What the fuck would you be doing?
In Canada.
Same old shitty fucking gigs and clubs. The one-nighters were shitty, man.
Yeah.
Look, I don't mind the clubs. But one-nighters on the road, that wasn't a fun thing.
My fiance wasn't horrible, you know, I liked her.
I'm surprised. I saw you guys in the hospital together.
Which one?
It was Markham Stouffville, or was it the one in...
What were we doing in the hospital?
She was sick, you had to go help her.
Oh,
You're being a really good boyfriend.
I mean, every boyfriend...
Yeah, but nobody thought you were a good boyfriend. Everybody thought
you
were...
You think I would just make my fiance go to the hospital by herself?
I was shocked.
I did see you there. You were there with your family.
Yeah.
What was I there for?
Your girlfriend was sick.
I think she had an IUD problem. I think everyone I date has an IUD problem.
Yeah, it was stuck.
My wife went to get her IUD taken out, and it was the most painful thing I've seen. I saw her yelling.
Yeah, man.
That's not fun. You had your IUD taken out?
I still have one. I don't want to take it out.
You got to keep it in. It's hardcore.
Yeah.
It's copper.
It's a Batman symbol.
Jews don't be getting rid of their IUDs. That's a good piece of copper.
You can't leave that. That's worth some money.
It's a penny by your womb.
Why would you give that away?
It's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, fucking IUDs.
Yeah, I left Nicole. I packed up the Jeep Liberty and I drove.
Did you cry?
9 hours. No, I didn't cry. I was excited to leave.
You didn't love her?
She asked. I did love her.
How do you leave somebody and not cry? I did.
She asked if I wanted to have sex the morning I left and I said no.
You were like, I'm done with this.
I'm so gay, huh? I just didn't want to. I didn't want to because then I thought
you think that's a way
she'll be more feelings attached to
and
it.
And that's a way for her to keep you.
I don't think she wanted to keep me.
Imagine.
I think she was over me.
Imagine.
She's happily married now. She married a volunteer firefighter.
Black dude, right?
No.
Okay. I assume that people date black guys after Jewish men.
I think after me, you think that'd
be
the move.
You go pure lesbian or black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she just...
Kenny's all wives turned lesbian after him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He talks about it on the stage.
All of them.
Three of them.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of lesbian.
Why?
The dick. It's either too big and it's like, you know what, man? This I don't need that shit.
Man.
Yeah.
Kenny turned three girls lesbian.
Have you ever done that?
I don't...
You turned the black.
No, I don't think so. Like... The sluts I used to date, maybe they would go black.
Oh, yeah, you were a slut back in the day.
Yeah, I
before
used to
you
fuck
got
some
married.
Sluts. Yeah, I was
you
a
were
big
a mess.
I got it all out of my system.
Oh, you're a stripper.
Before I got engaged.
You know, you
got
to...
Yeah.
You probably got laid a lot through that job.
Yeah, I got it out of my system. And then I went celibate before I hooked up with my wife. I was celibate for a few months.
What made you do that?
There was this girl in Ottawa I was fucking...
Nancy.
No, not Nancy. Michelle was her name. And she was a friend of my friend Robin Shayna. And they hooked me up with her, and so I'd go to Ottawa, and we'd have sex. And then I came back down here, and I had a buddy back home named Chris in Ottawa. And then Chris called me up. He's like, hey, man, just so you know, I hooked up with Michelle. Like, I'd stopped dating her. And I go, why would you do that? And he goes, I thought it was cool. I go, no, that's the opposite of cool. And then I didn't talk to him for a while after that.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever have a friend that fucked your girl and you cut him off just because of that? Your ex?
I cut this guy off for several years.
Because of that?
Yeah. Well, it's not cool.
That's not really cool.
Why are you going to go fuck my ex right after? Yeah, I didn't love her or nothing, but don't go fuck my ex.
Yeah.
That's dirty fucking pool, man.
Dirty pool.
Never fucked your friend's friend.
Never.
Yeah. Ex. See what that lady said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, that's different. That's
unless
different.
You're into it.
There we go.
You ever? When you were, you
I
tour
think
a
I,
lot
when I was in Thailand, I got raped.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Not raped if you did it.
This guy's got a cliche for everything.
Why don't you sell shirts after this? That's a great. Thank you. Thank you.
These are all t-shirts.
Thank you.
Ladyboys are fun, right?
That's the second shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hook up with a lady boy?
No, it's some girl. A girl raped me there.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard this from another big guy too.
Yeah. So
girls rape guys.
Yeah, for money.
For money.
Well, it's like this: they'll give you a hand job, and then they'll just jump on you, and then they go. That's
while they're giving you a hand job?
No, like they'll just go and then jump on without you asking.
Come on.
Yeah.
This then, happened in Thailand.
Yeah. And then,
no condom?
No, there was a condom.
You're getting a hand job with a condom on?
No, what she did was she put it on without me knowing. I couldn't believe it. She did it.
So she's giving you a hand job.
All of a sudden you're like, this feels weird, and then the body's on you.
And then what?
And you're like, what? I didn't ask for this.
Did you try to push her off?
No, but I didn't ask for this.
Because that feels good.
Yeah. Then I didn't ask for this.
Come?
Yeah. And I said I didn't ask for this. Yeah, while I mean, it was
what'd
coming.
What'd you say? Yeah.
I go, she goes, $30.
That's not bad.
And I go, I never asked for this. She's like, fine, 15. I go, 10. Boom.
You gave her 10. I went.
And then the lights went off.
You plugged it into that thing and then the light went. That's okay, right?
Yeah, is that rape?
Shoot in the dark.
That's rape, right?
Oh, my God.
Do you want one slice?
Thank you.
I had to say that earlier.
No, shit on him, please.
By the way, wasn't sure if you were talking to me with the John Legend shit. I just fucking assumed and walked in.
Of course I was.
Look,
I was
like
trying
him
to trick that girl to think
like,
you were. I thought you were. I'm like, it's him.
I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, because she said John Legend.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome right. How I deflected the racism over to that girl.
To her. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not me.
Because I just watched this video that this comic Troy Bond did where he said this, he offended this black lady and she was getting offended over nothing and she goes to leave. He's like, see you later, Kamala Harris. And she goes, that is the most racist joke ever.
Wait, what?
No. I don't know. They got very offended. It's
she
on.
She knows how to play the piano.
It's another shirt. There you go.
How dare you?
I got a question for you. So you heard about one of those royal
shirt
family people from England? No, she was asking this woman where she's from. Everyone got offended. She's a.
I thought you were like in
she's
here.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Where are you from? She's like, I'm from England, and then. She's like, yeah, but where's your family from? And she's like, London. And then she's like, no, originally, where's your family from? And she's like,
Wakanda.
I'm from London, da da da. No, but her name is like super African as fuck, right? So I'm just like, I don't think she was being racist, bro. I think she was just asking you where your heritage, like, which country in Africa did your family originate?
Whatever.
But yeah. I'm a New Yorker, so that's how I see it. Cause I'm.
He's a liar. Cause some
I'm
days
also
he's
I'm also an immigrant, bro. So
some days he's. Some days he's Spanish. Some days he's black.
I'm both, bro.
Yeah, it depends on who he's talking to.
Nice.
And he's German.
Cool.
I'm not German at all. That's crazy. Anyway, yeah. So that was my question to you. Was just like,
what?
Did you see it that way, or
did I see what?
The fucking. Well, who was it? It was a girl from London, whatever. Anyway, they asked her.
I did not see it.
You did not see it?
No.
That was a joke.
I did not see it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm high, too, so.
It's okay.
What is it called? A pun?
You guys were fucking dope.
Not all right. See it?
We got to do a segment.
He didn't all right.
My bad.
This is a segment we do called The Worst Person That Comes Up to the Table to Talk to Us.
His name is Franz.
I won.
He did not
shit
see this coming.
That's between.
You know, Franz is a Nazi name.
Yeah, so I can tell my story.
Yeah, let's go.
That's good.
All right, let's go.
All right, no
this
idea.
Interview's gonna say.
Yeah, he said.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grab the mic.
Where's that? All right. What's up, guys?
What's up? What's your name?
My name is Franz, and I did not see
Franz,
this coming.
Stop trying to be funny.
Sorry.
You,
I can't help myself.
You're German?
No.
Okay.
Well, just by my hatred.
You've been drinking tonight?
Of course.
Nice. What do you do for a job?
I tell people that they should be funny. No, I would like to refrain from that answer.
Thanks for coming, man.
Oh, you're welcome. Why? I'm a doorman. There you go.
Nice. Where? Nice building?
It's a terrible building.
What's the building?
It's a building. I can't say.
Midtown, downtown, uptown?
Midtown.
Residential or commercial?
Residential.
Nice. What's the address?
Your mom should tell you.
Why do you hang out with this guy?
Honestly, it wasn't my choice originally. I got to know him.
No, come on, bad. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry, jokes. Yeah, go ahead.
He tries to be funny all the time when you guys are out, and then you get too drunk, and he's like, fuck this, we don't need girls, let's go get pizza. Do you do that all the time?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, all he does is talk to girls. So it's,
really?
It's good.
You have a girlfriend now?
I plead the fifth.
Nice. Every time I ask you a question, you have no answer.
It's the worst. I'm a New Yorker, It's like harder. It's
way
hard.
Better than mine.
It's hard to dissect me, but hey. But no, I love you guys. You're hilarious.
Thanks,
fuck
man.
Me. Love your jacket. You guys are cool, and I shouldn't be on here, but.
Peace.
Go ahead. No, come on.
No,
I want you to fucking get at me.
No, we're just going to talk about Canadian comedy for the last
Canadian
5 minutes.
Canadian comedy, I think they got funny names, and the way they say things are funny, and then they wear funny outfits. What's his name? Mike Myers. Truth be told, the best Canadians. What is it? Jim Carrey and your boy from Marvel Comics. What's his name?
Superman.
No.
Wakanda.
No, Black Panther. Wears the black and red.
Black and red, black and red, black and red, black and red.
Oh, yeah. Jackie Chan.
Oh, right.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
He is.
He's honorary.
Alex Trebek, you know him?
Oh, yeah. I love him.
Mike
I'll take
Bullard.
The daily double.
Mike Bullard.
Alan Thicke.
She's thick, though.
What about Alan Thicke?
Alan Thicke is a different Canadian.
I think this is on.
It's not.
I know.
They cut you out of the shot, too. You know?
Perfect. But meanwhile, you're talking about guys who sit around eating pizza talking about girls who are mad.
All right. Thanks for coming. Cut that. And no, it's all right.
I appreciate you guys.
So sometimes there's good guests.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, get out.
So that's just really bad.
Well, I like how you said just get out. That's the funny part of it.
Well, when we go on the street sometimes and we used to see people in the park.
It's a riffing podcast.
Crazy homeless people.
That's
and they'd
dope.
Be super fun. But this guy was just a dummy. You know, like when you get someone in the crowd and they just think that they're funny and they keep talking. And then you're like, this person's just a dummy.
Oh, you could tell right away.
Guy was just a dummy.
On amateur, you could tell.
Yeah, that guy was just a straight-up dummy. So,
how did you...
I mean, sometimes it goes really bad.
It does, right?
Yeah.
But
this one real bad.
You could always kick them out, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sucked all the energy out of this. It was worse than you trying to fucking shovel a whole piece of pizza in your mouth. Well,
that was
Alex
the most
was
exciting
watching.
Part of the fucking podcast.
So you don't want to become American at all?
I do, but not right now.
When will you?
Probably when I get more money.
When you feel like you made it.
No, not make it. Just have a good, stable income through comedy.
Yeah. Like, you don't have that yet?
No, in touring I do, but I don't want to tour anymore.
Well, what do you want to do?
I want to sit in a city.
Yeah.
And make money.
It's not easy to do
that.
You need a TV show or you need a podcast.
Podcast, TV show, writing job.
What did we make last year, Mike, on this podcast? $1.5 million.
Really?
Just sitting around, but I still go... Yeah, 200K a month on Patreon.
Fucking believable.
But I go on the road almost every week.
Like, I'm not even know if you're joking, but there's people that make that money, so I'm sure you do make that money.
Yeah, me,
that's
Andrew
insane.
Schultz, Tim Dillon.
How the fuck do you... That's amazing.
You see what we do. It's brilliant.
Yeah, so that's what I should do.
I don't know what to tell you what to do, but I just know that this is really fun. When are you going back to Canada?
On Friday for 2 days.
To Ottawa.
Yeah.
Mike, you ever been to Ottawa?
Yo! You look like you're from there, dude. So it's
fucking
amazing.
Fire. Did you go up already, dude? How was it?
Great.
New jokes? Toronto numbers look good. We can add a second show on Friday. Lewis the other day told me I don't even care about the art anymore. I just care about the money.
Is that true?
We were selling merch, and while we were selling it, I'd go, "You're half." He goes, "Don't do this in front of the fans."
Have you lost love in comedy a bit?
No, I still love it. I like making money. It's super cool. We make $200K a month on Patreon, but that's not enough. That's
fucking crazy.
No, it's not. He gets like a huge cut. The equipment costs so much, like this whole setup. Bandwidth, right? Don't we pay a lot for bandwidth? Yeah, bandwidth's probably half of that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's nuts. I moved here with a dream, and this is it. My dream was to move.
And it took you 6 years to get everything settled.
I think 6 years, yeah. New York's not an easy city.
No, it's crazy.
Do you crush puss on the road?
I don't crush it, but I put things in it.
You get some pussy
still?
I'm not
still? Like, and they're like, yeah. And they're like,
girls still like it. What's your hit now? What range of girls? Like older? You're not getting 19-year-old pussy.
No, I'm getting in between, I'm probably 27 to around 47.
What do you like better, 47?
47, I love, I don't care if I hurt them.
Yeah.
Because they take it.
Yeah.
I could literally lie my whole body weight on them, they're fine with it.
I like a 47-year-old that looks good, then you take your clothes off, and then there's all these scars and loose skin and shit.
Very proud of them, very proud of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot.
And one tit's lower than the other, it's like a grandfather clock, I like that.
When I was in Ottawa, I used to fuck this girl, and...
Let me guess what her name is.
Okay.
Nancy.
No.
Okay, Michelle?
I think it might have been Michelle.
Yeah.
No, it was a different Michelle. She was French. She lived across the... What's the across the border town?
It was
Laval
called Hull.
Or Dorval? Hull.
Hull.
Hull,
you
Quebec.
Did not fuck a girl from Hull.
Yeah.
So you took a while to get that disease off you?
He knew I got a disease. There's a rumor.
No, no. If you fuck girls in Hull, they're usually from pool halls.
Yes.
And they'll give you a rash or two.
I got chlamydia from this girl. I didn't. I thought it was a myth.
You're known to go bareback.
I wasn't always known.
You're known as the bareback king.
No, I wasn't.
You and Kenny are the most disgusting comics.
I wore a condom with her the first time. I met her in a hotel. We did it. I went out dancing. We went to like a black night in Ottawa. And I was like, let me hold you. Come caress my body. You got me going crazy.
So this is 1993.
Turn me on. Turn me on.
That was your favorite song.
This was like back when I was like the last couple years before I was single. So I fucked her in a hotel. I stayed an extra day to fuck her. That's what I would do for pussy sometime.
Remember your dick shrunk that after 10 years?
Yeah.
It was like 9. Now it's 7.
Yeah, it's 7 and change.
I remember
I
was measuring it. It was weird.
Yeah. And then I saw her again. We went to her place in Hull. She had a stripper pole in her bedroom and then a baby's crib right next to the stripper pole.
And grocery bags in the crib.
No. So then I go to bang her, and I didn't want to wear a dome because I was drunk. So I go, I'll just throw it in her pooper. I thought that was okay. So she goes, condom. I go, no, it's okay. It's your butt.
You didn't ask? You just threw it in there?
I asked. I go, it's okay. It's your butt.
See, the whole girls, you don't ask.
Yeah.
That's actually offensive.
And then I was like, oh, that was safe. And then sure enough, 3 days later, I got back here and I was like, what the? Oh, no. And then I had no health insurance or nothing, so I had to go to ZocDoc. And I went to some doctor on Park Avenue and I'm like, hey, man, I've had this before. I'm pretty sure it's chlamydia. And he's like, here, I'll just
put
give
lime
you the
juice
pills.
In the dick hole?
No, they give you, like, now it's. You knock it out in a day.
Oh,
man.
I thought it was like some.
It's not like old school. The first time I got it from Kathy.
Back in the 70s?
Yeah, back in the fucking.
They used to just put you in a, big, in a dark room with a stick.
Yeah.
And you figure it out.
Yeah, you figure it. We're fucking going in this rubber room. We're going to beat the shit out of you. That's exactly.
You're beat the virus from your stomach.
And, yeah.
So, how many. Back in the day, before you were married, were you a one guy a weekend, one girl a weekend kind of
girl? I wouldn't fuck any guys.
But guys or girls, but.
One girl a weekend?
Yeah, after.
I mean, I didn't get a lot. I did good numbers over the years.
Is it because you don't care enough about that?
No, when I started doing stand-up, I started getting a lot of puss. Yeah. I dated Lauren Ash for a while. Then when we broke up, then I was dating like three girls. I would fuck like three girls in a day. In a day when I lived on Queens Quay.
Wow.
I had this pimp plat, 228 Queens Quay.
Well, that
Key
was your air West. With hair and the fucking bodybuilder body.
No hair left, but and I would crush puss three a day.
Do you think it's your piercing eyes or your attitude?
Combination thereof.
Yeah. You have a good combo of eyes and
being
nose.
Being short probably ruled me out a lot of pussy.
Yeah, being Asian. Yeah,
yeah.
I know what you mean.
You don't think it helps, but you're a good-looking guy for
very
a flat
good looking
noser.
You can't say saying my N-word, okay?
Is that the N-word?
The N-word from flat noser.
Flat noser?
You can't say that. You have to say
these flat nosers.
F-noser.
All right.
All right.
Well, this has been fun, man. I'm glad you did it. We got to go do another show.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do Danny's now.
And you'll be in Ottawa this weekend.
Yeah, I'll see you in Toronto.
This drop next week. All right. See, someone's texting me. They're saying, you up in five. Let's do it. All right.
Thank you.
So, live dates. Oh, by the way, Jocelyn, where can people find you?
I will be, well, fuck that. Go to the Dry Bar website.
Say it in the mic.
Go to the Dry Bar website.
Dry Bar.
That's the East Coast way of saying Dry Bar. Album drops on the 9th this weekend, next weekend.
Nice. What's the album called?
Tinted Honda Civic.
And it's all clean, right?
It's all clean.
Dry Bar. It has to be. All the dates are up at aaronberg.com. Me and Luis J. Gomez have several dates left on the Offend Everyone Tour till the end of January. And then, starting in February, No Laughs Left Behind. I go on tour solo, going all across the country. Check it out. And Skankfest, baby, it's coming up. Let's see it. It's right? Countdown, right, Mike?
Yeah, the countdown's right. Point to it,
brother. Skankfest countdown, right there. Cut that part. All right, thanks, everybody. Peace.